Hello and welcome to the CCCP, the Cigars, Coal, and Communism Podcast. Welcome back. So, that's a long distance. Today's podcast, we're going to be discussing a variety of topics, of course, always. Be fun. Got brand new cigars if I could open them. Good lord. Brand new cigars, always fun. Not sure what ones these are. I'm no Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm no cigar aficionado, if you know what I'm saying. Right. Joined here with Hollow. You gonna say something?
What's up, guys?
And Sloan.
What's up?
Mr. ESPN himself. I guess you would catch yourself as a special guest, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. These things smell mighty fine.
Oh, man. Just like grease.
So, do we have what our first topic's going to be about?
Speaking of Drake. I was going to say maybe hobbies or shit like that.
The fuck is a hobby?
That's what I'm saying. I do in my free time a lot of times is that I do hockey masks, you know, like from the horror movie Friday the 13th. I make those. They're cool.
I like to play pool.
Dude, right? Pool is real fun. Fight out pool table every day. Scotch and pool.
Yeah. Should I do that all day?
Oh, yeah. So, what about you, hobby?
Not really. You're looking at it, basically.
Your phone?
Yep.
Sad truth. Solo. American society is today. Sorry about that.
Shit everywhere.
That now is the American dream, and it keeps dying constantly.
Sadly.
Unfortunately, on our first episode, you don't even have any cola for the Cigars, Cola, and Communism podcast. That's okay. We have water. I'm good enough.
Well, that was not expecting.
What did you do over there? Did you, like, drop something?
Mm-hmm. About.
Goddamn, calm down. You're gonna tip the whole ashtray over. Our little jimmy-rigged ashtrays. Oh, we have domestic violence here. We're domestic abuse. God damn it.
Nice and thorough. Real good job.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I try not to.
What, nice things? Nice things are more expensive to replace. They break, like, really easy.
That was a joke.
Well, they can't. Well, I mean, they can, but if you do break them being retarded, then you got a lot of money to spend replacing said object. We're getting way out of hand with hobbies here. Unless your hobby is, like, repairing things like me.
I like to masturbate.
That's grand. Pretty sure it's a lot of people's hobbies, but they just don't announce it like that.
Nor admit to it.
You don't, like, pretend it doesn't happen, you know? Like, because it happens all the fucking time. You don't just pretend that it doesn't happen. I'm like a maintenance guy, man. I fix shit. Like, when I fixed my chainsaw and almost removed my pinky off my hand, that was cool.
But you didn't do it, did you?
Almost. I have a really cool scar over there now.
Fair enough.
So what about social media?
Social media is a crisis.
Like,
that shit crashed and burned a very long time ago. It was cool. People used it for bad. The dark web is scary. I want to go see it. But then again, I don't.
That is a place, Mug. Yeah. Dark web.
Not really. You don't know that dark web. Or do you?
You kind of are.
I'm dark myself, I guess. Should I play?
Point proven.
I played two people, two different, completely different people for the internet. I guess what that would count as one of my hobbies is my personality I do on the internet that people seem to favor a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're Taraz Dimitri.
Yep, that's the name I'm under for this, is that. Yeah, my alternate personality. Taraz Dimitri, a Russian stuck in the Cold War, afraid to see reality. Scared of the real world. And if it wasn't clear, the character is supposed to be basically retarded. To a point, like, just really stupid. Just stupid.
I'm already there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us are, dude.
We know. Trust me. We know, buddy.
I've done some things.
We've done a lot of things.
Here and there.
I've done some things. I've seen some stuff.
Recently or more spread out?
More spread out. Let's not talk about that.
There's a program for that.
Bad shit. No, hey. There is no program. Stop with the program. We don't need to start throwing inside jokes on here. No one's going to know what that means. The program.
What they don't see, they don't know.
It sounds like the fucking, like, Dr. Phil's, like, fucking ranch. The program.
Mama. Well, what mama don't know can't hurt her.
Exactly.
Yeah. We need something else to talk about. That kind of died.
Education?
Just like LeBron's hairline.
And the legalization of marijuana.
Oh, we can, yeah.
Yeah.
I want that.
Come to count. What?
I want that.
I need it. If I can't smoke a blunt on my front porch like my neighbors smoke cigarettes and cigars, why? Why? It's a plant. You know what I'm saying? It's a plant.
Yeah.
It's al natural. I know some like a cunt right now, but think about it, sort of. If you think about it, if you will, the whole thing with marijuana is just they want to do it for taxation, and from what I've noticed,
well, I don't pay taxes because I don't make enough, so that goes out the window.
They'll be making money off that shit. You know how much money they'll be making off that. When they do it nationally.
I'm pretty sure Colorado is, like, flourishing because of that. The taxation of marijuana. And it's not just medicinal use. It's completely recreational.
So are you saying Colorado's a new California?
No, it's California and Colorado, but the both of them, like, they're making bank off taxation. Which is cool. Because they can use the money from taxation to do productive things in the city. Fix this and that way, and like, well, the fucking state, Jesus. Fix the state. You know, they could use it for this, that, and the other. Do cool stuff. Marijuana, Mother Nature's cure-all. Quite an interesting thing. This podcast, if in the case it wasn't evident, is going to be a very lackluster.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I'm just saying random shit.
Basically, you bring up a topic, you speak about it, speak your opinion, your mind.
See, a lot of people don't like my opinions, so that's why I choose to keep my mouth shut half the time.
Well, we want to hear your opinions. There might be someone like you out there listening to this. So please, speak your mind.
Fair point, but, you know, I don't have anything at the moment.
I wish Bob Ross was still alive.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Bob Ross.
Oh no, we're gonna talk the guy on my hat. That's Bob Ross. Guy on my hat. We're gonna teach you today about Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest artist
ever lived.
Man.
So not true.
Oh, in my personal opinion, yes.
That's your personal opinion.
Exactly. See?
Facts.
I guarantee there's at least one other person out there listening to this podcast that agrees with me that Bob Ross was the best artist in all of the land.
MJ 2020 for best fucking artist.
Who's MJ 2020?
Michael Jackson. That's who.
But he's not a musical artist. He's a music artist.
Is it still an artist?
But
is it still
an Bob artist? Ross is a good artist. He paints. He's an artist.
And he was even a really, really cool wildlife guy too.
Yeah.
I mean, like a bunch of like little cute animals, like squirrels and shit. Guy was wholesome. He was like a personal Jesus.
Speaking of that, you guys should come go to church. Always go to church.
Do you go to church?
Yes.
I'm not religious.
Every Sunday?
I'm not religious, man. Your cursing isn't very Christian of you.
Yeah, well, I've heard words coming out of better people that are Christian.
You ever heard a pastor go off on a child?
Yes.
It's magical.
I think it's hilarious.
My cigar's coming undone, man. I'm getting sad. Look at this. It's
falling apart. How the fuck's it coming? What?
I don't know. I'm sad. This one's like jank.
And there's some people I know that are scared of the truth.
Yeah. Drake. Yeah, he's... Drake's an interesting character, but that's okay. The truth hurts different people in different ways. Oops. It always has, it always will.
It hurts people, and there's people that choose not to listen to it. Drake.
Speaking of cigars, I love it when a plan comes together. Guy from A-Team, forget his name, I can't remember it to save my life. Look at this, the shit's just falling apart. What the hell is going on with my cigar?
I love it when the food comes together, guys. That's just because I'm fat.
I love it when a fast foodie knows the deal.
So in other words, where is the next Wendy's? I'm hungry.
Wendy's?
Fat. Have you met me?
Don't you have money?
Yeah, but still. Ask where it was. I could end up in Mexico for all that I know of.
Look at that, dude. The paper's just burning on its own. Goddamn.
You get sidetracked very easily.
Yeah, I do. Ooh, when the smoke gets in your eyes. It's a skin in Borderlands 2. Salvador.
That's what she said.
When the cum gets in your eyes.
Well.
That's pretty head ass.
Head ass.
Okay, Drake, calm down.
Oh, man. Just Drake can count. You can't.
Hey, man. My counting's weird.
1, 2, 4, 12.
I counted my money and I got $7. Recounted it, I had 8. Recounted, I had 7.
Then you went straight to 10. How do you go straight to 10?
I don't believe I ever got to 10. I think I went up to 8.
You did. No, you got to 9. Actually.
Nope. We went from 6, 7, 8, then back down to 7, and then you counted it and you got 7.
Clearly, everybody, math is not for everybody.
Why do you think I failed algebra 2 years in a row?
I knew your grades, sir. I don't know your grades.
Hey, man. After school, man. Just lay low, man. College ain't.
College is a great option for people who need it.
Exactly. You'd be rich for that shit.
But college
just ask Ohio State.
College isn't everybody's forte.
No. No copyright needed.
I mean, it's just the name of the location. It's just the name of a location. What are they going to do? Get mad?
It's also Ohio State.
And?
They'll find a way.
Mm-hmm.
All because they're that stupid.
Well, someone has a grudge. Mr. ESPN.
Yeah, you asked for my opinion, but you know.
Yeah.
Some opinions aren't the prettiest.
I'll be like that sometimes.
That is the truth.
Sometimes truth hurts. Just ask Drake.
Like I said once, and I'll say it again. You're the kind of friend that tells people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. That's a special kind of friend. Yeah, I told you that before.
When?
Whenever we were going to get more cigars.
Which time?
Yesterday? Last time we went?
Which? Oh, fucking shit.
Yesterday. The second time. At the gas station? We were on the way to the gas station, and you were complaining because Drake was crying about...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember.
Talking about him. And I was like, well, you're just kind of... No, the thing is, before we picked Drake up, is what it was. Before we picked him up, you were like, well, he didn't like that I was talking about this. And I'm like, well, that's because you're the kind of friend that tells people what they need to hear, not what they want
to
hear.
He got pissed because I told him to start walking. What's he doing now?
It's our problem now. But it was before.
Shit, not my problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with him, it was a problem before, but now it's not.
That's where, you know, something's up there.
Probably knew that he wasn't going to get a ride from James or you, so then he saw that he had no choice. But yeah, he'll be here with us shortly. Hell, it's going to be a real long time.
Hour and a half. Hour 15, roughly.
I don't even know if we're going to be on here for that long. But if we are, then he'll definitely make a guest appearance. I'm sure he'll want to.
Oh, trust me. Guys, if we are on here for that long, you'll hear him walk in. He's just that loud.
He's just that thick.
He's earthquake coming, you know it's him. Yes. Don't look the head ass.
Goddamn eyes.
God damn, y'all killing me.
I got him freight train over here, okay?
I'm the size of a treat train. For at treat.
Being a treat train. Treat train?
What?
A treat train?
I am not speaking English at this point.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have encountered
get that trending.
The language of Sloan.
Get that trending. Treat train.
Treat train.
Oh, I don't think Drake's coming over.
Why's that?
He said, never mind.
Never mind, head ass?
Yeah, he said never mind. Now he's sending me fucking screenshots and shit of Faith.
Is he just mad or some shit? What's the deal?
What the fuck? Who the fuck's Roger what?
Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Roger Rabbit.
I don't fucking know.
I'll try to jump back into another topic.
Did he say anything yet?
I don't know. I was reading screenshots.
Oh, I just said rip.
Rip.
He didn't text
well,
back.
I guess the freight train ain't coming.
Oh, it's okay.
So, in other words, that is good news for me, because me and him don't get along.
Yeah. Let's try to get onto another topic.
What's a topic? I need a definition. Somebody pull a definition.
Gun control. What do you guys think about that?
The guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah, the gun is a tool. I've heard that a lot. That's a pretty good thing. Drake was mentioning before how, like, I think he said it was Switzerland or some shit, where they take away the ammunition but not the gun. Because some guns can be very sentimental to a family, like a family heirloom. It'd be kind of bad you take away their gun, because then that holds sentimental value. You're like, oh, you have left a grandpa, you know what I mean? So, I do understand that.
They should put an age limit on guns, too, like you have everything else.
21?
Yes. Also, I mean, if they're gonna make smoking 21 and over, they might as well make gun control 21 and over, too, whatever.
Like, I do fancy how, like, oh, you can peel that off. It gets down to just a bare brown round.
Just in fairness to everybody, but, you know.
I do fancy the idea, though. Then everything should be, like, the age limit should either, everything should be 21 or 18. Mm-hmm. They should pick an age instead of splitting it between the two.
21.
Because, like, you know, you hit 18 and you're like, I'm an adult now. And then you, like, you go to buy cigars, for example, and you're like, are you 21? It's like,
nah, bro.
No? Nah, chief. Do I look 21 to you? I just turned 18. Should have a good time. But no.
Well, according to some people, you know, I didn't look 21 last night, so. Well, I looked older than that.
Or a minute ago. Jesus. But hey, that's alright. Uh-oh, there's the first cough. You've been struck with the first cough. Oh yeah, hold on. By the way, if you want, you can send that one girl my Snapchat.
Emily?
Mm-hmm.
She's just gonna cheat on you.
That's alright, I'm not looking for a relationship right now.
Good luck. Good luck. Hope you conquer herpes well.
That's why you stay safe, kids.
No, there's no staying safe with that one, I'm sorry.
Age of consent, 21.
Just put a condom on your lip, bro.
Well, it's her you need a good 4 or 5.
Quadruple wrap yourself before you tap that.
Just different brands, you know. Yeah, all that other shit.
You go up in size each time. You know, you're straight. You put like 4 regular ones on. You jump to a Magnum.
For fat people, you go down in size.
Drake, we were drinking one time, and we were hanging around drinking cola and whatnot, and he was telling us. He was just describing his genitals to us, and I'm like, please stop speaking. No one wishes to hear this.
I'm having really odd feelings about Drake, and it's not the good kind.
It's okay. He told us he dry humps his floor.
It's all right. He asked everybody in the house to see their dick.
What he did to me too. Didn't leave me alone. Then after, you know, people were chilling out, he wouldn't leave me alone. Sitting at the watch table with Faith. Which is his little hussy.
He did it in school? That's even worse.
Yeah, we're hanging out at the lunch table. He wouldn't leave me alone, so I told him. And his little hussy Faith heard it, and she was like, oh, really? And she started to talk to me. I'm like, man, I was mad. She just wanted...
She was just being a hoe because she heard the word dick.
Well, I was asking... I mean, like, shit, I thought she wanted to be good friends or something, you know?
Look, I'm the hardest new slide. It's called faith.
Like, hoping it wasn't going to be some hoe-ass shit, because that's never cool relationship-wise.
He's fucking Roger Rabbit. What the fuck do you think?
And, I asked her, and I was like, what brought you to talk to me? Because, like, it was out of nowhere. She's like, well, I heard about what you and Drake are talking about, and I'm like, oh, a hoe head ass? You know what the Zippo, bro? The Red Star Zippo? Oh, man, my eyes are, like, dying right now. Frick. We had, like, a really, really big-ass cloud just chilling here at the table. Good shit. As of right now, we are... Wait a minute. As of right now, we are 20 minutes and 50 seconds in. And not really accomplishing much. Besides this small talk. You know, I was kind of hoping we tackle a number of topics and such. Stop mixing memes. What do you mean? What the fuck is happening? Epstein didn't kill himself. That meme is great. It's like a little gem. I mean, little gem. This is a problem. You see that right there? This thing climbs. Look at that. Look how tall it's getting. Look at that.
What about porn?
Porn? Oh, wow.
Well, where's Drake?
Where's Drake when you need him, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, the topic of porn, like, where do you think that should stand?
I think it's fine the way it is.
Porn is porn.
I mean, yeah, as long as it's not breaking laws, like, literal laws, it's fine. I consider it a form of entertainment.
So watch what you pay, kids.
You know, like, TV and whatnot? That's why I look at it.
Shit's in movies sometimes.
Yeah. It's the form of entertainment.
In the form of entertainment. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Ugh. What the fuck, man? Fat I'm going to be able to see. I got to drive later.
Man. Why did we take a big walk yesterday? Why?
I don't know.
It was like 4 hours, 8 miles.
I did not join. I was not here. Yeah, and plus, I am too fucking fat to be walking 8 miles.
Yeah, we walked like 8 miles in 4 hours.
The movie, 8 Mile.
Yeah, go back, Slim Shady.
We just kept walking and kept going and going. And we're like, we need to turn back. No, it's fine. I'm like, dude, whenever you start feeling the legs hurt, you know you're in. You're like, you know it's about to go bad. And it did. It crashed and burned. It was definitely bad. All kinds of shit. Oh no. What are you freaking out about over there, Slim? Who did what this time? I'm going back for a second bowl of some exquisite cinnamon toast crunch at midnight. Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. That's pretty fucking funny.
That's a good one. All that's right, a good
so,
one.
So, I've came to a solution.
What?
Drake's twin.
Who?
Drake's twin.
Oh, no. We're just going ham on talking about memes, really. Drake's a meme. They're a meme. Well, you got the whole trash can over here.
Drake Neutron.
Yeah, I know I'm kind of sick, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
If you're gonna puke,
I ain't gonna puke. I just have a stuffy nose.
Little nose is being a bugger. Well, I think we're going to stop at 25 minutes for an intermission. Just chill. Take a moment. Get some more drinks going. You know what I'm saying? Maybe then we'll have some more spruced up ideas. Shots fired, huh? What the fuck? Out of drink.
Boy.
Cough, cough.
Yes. Cough that one.
Dude, I'm fucking dying.
We are all dying, bud.
As the amount of times you said that you ain't dead yet.
Some.
Put it on top of this pop can. Just set it up there.
Nah, I'm good. It's the fucking truth.
That way he doesn't melt the bottle cap.
Oh, he's melting something.
Yeah. Alright, guys, we're going to go ahead and go for an intermission here in the next 10 seconds.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll be back real short. Stay tuned.
This dumb motherfucker! What in the fuck?
Well, we just got done recording the second half of this, and it crashed. So, like, we fucked it up. So now we have to re-record it. During the intermission, we decided to make macaroni and cheese. Oh boy, fucking burn his eyebrows, his eyelashes off, and he burned his nose. Pretty sure you burnt part of your mustache, too. You burnt it, you burnt your hat. You might have burnt, like, the very middle of it. You just fucked yourself up with that.
Fuck, made
that
in China. Oven.
Everything's made in China, man.
Konnichiwa.
I want to get one and get markers and like stamp it onto a knife and be like made of my fucking garage. But do the other side of the blade. That's what that's for. But anyway, that was a wild ride. Fucking seeing him burn his face off. Good thing you had your hat on, because I'm pretty sure like your head would have engulfed in flames because of your hair. You got some wavy hair. Well, bald head ass.
Oh, so I don't understand. I didn't even get that close, did I?
No, it was just hot. And you were basically right over top of it, and you got close. It was like,
can I see that?
That's why it's cursed. No, don't do it. Why are you doing that? Oh. What are you gonna do? What's he gonna do? Oh fuck.
He's gonna light him. Uh-oh. This idiot. Sorry, we're related to stupid.
You know what burnt hair smells like, right? Like shit, man. It smells bad. Worse than shit.
Oh well.
What was that?
That was my hair.
The hair that you threw in there?
Yeah.
Let me see that. Okay. So we're going to play a game of Five Finger Filet. I'm going to go for a little minute, and then they're going to go.
I'm not going.
Why not?
My fingers, thank you.
It's not that big. It's only 14
That's
inches.
That's what she said. It's that fucking
it's
big.
It's only 14 inches, okay?
That's what she said.
It's nothing.
You're going to kill yourself.
It's not that bad.
We want to live. Well, I don't know about him, but...
I got shitty fingers.
Yeah, and I got fat little sausage fingers, okay? It ain't gonna work out. See, fat little fucking sausage fingers.
Mine are probably thicker than yours. They look like it. What the fuck was that shit for? Fucking throw it at me. Well, you fucked. I'll fuck you right here in this chair. Drop the britches, boy.
You might want to leave.
It's about to get real homo in here.
Well, on the next episode of the podcast...
No.
Damn it.
Ooh, I nicked my finger on that one. Gotta get myself calibrated for this here. Oh. I'm done.
God damn. Good God, sir.
Basically almost fucked my thumb like every time I did that. Almost freaked my thumb. Yeah. I'm not that brave to play Five Finger Filet for that long. That's why I wanted the smaller knife, because I'm more comfortable with that one.
Well, I couldn't find a smaller knife, sorry.
You didn't look hard enough, boy.
Do you want to go up there and look with me? We can take the camera.
And it's just
it's portable.
Yeah, it is, but I don't want to bring it. Although, have you ever played God of War?
Yeah.
Do you recognize this reference? It says, whenever you forget your son's name. Boy.
Boy.
Sociopath over there. Shut up, Drake. Okay, hot ass. What are you doing? We have a podcast for a reason going, man.
Fuck you want, head ass.
Okay. Sword swallower, more like cock swallower.
I need another cigar.
And another beer. Save it for later.
No, I'm ready now.
No,
the time isn't out. They're not even back with better smunk.
Hey, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
I've heard that before.
We're on a podcast right now, and you know.
I've heard that before coming out of you.
Opening up another fresh pack of cigars.
CCC.
You already have one.
CCP, yeah. I'm getting one out for him that's brand new.
Just by fire.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's gonna go flying.
Is it?
Lucky.
Lucky head ass.
Is it?
There you go, boss. You need the Zippo in your direction?
Yeah.
What is the fuck? Drink
holy water.
Okay, fuck.
What's Drake doing?
He keeps on complaining about how he wants to get with Faith and shit like that.
Man, does he not? That dream died a while ago, man.
Okay, I'm like on this side.
On the other side?
Yeah.
Living dangerously. Not you, bro. Don't do that, because you're gonna fuck up the edge of my knife now.
Man, precious.
I don't even know why I brought that in here.
Yo, why the fuck did you bring this in here? Mm. You got me playing with knives.
What are you doing, Kelly? Are you smoking?
I'm still eating.
Mm-hmm. Might as well become a fucking knife thrower.
You think I'm still gonna light up my cigar, homie? I still have this one.
Where's the empty wrapper at?
In hell.
What?
Right there in front of me.
Kinda can't reach it now.
Why not? Got small arms?
Yep.
Be careful if you die, it's your problem, not mine.
Huh?
So be careful if you die, it's your problem, not mine.
Put me out of my misery. Nice driving. You're nice driving.
I'm not even fucking in a car.
I don't give a shit.
Lovely. Alright, boys.
Yeah?
What the fuck is that in there? Some chunky shit in there, man.
So is it Drake's mother?
Maybe. I mean, Drake's mom isn't chunky, bro. She's small.
Oh, he's getting as fat as hell for somebody.
Goddamn, it's my 600-pound life.
For Drake, it's my 1,000-pound life.
Well, he's got to start somewhere. He's got to start at 600-pound and work his way up, I guess, if that's what he wants to do.
Whatever floats his boat.
My fucking eyes. Seven minutes in and we're already burned out of ideas.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. You can tell we're burned out of ideas because everyone's playing on their phones. Basically.
I'm on a fucking roller coaster, okay?
Mike.
Mike Wozniak.
Mike Wazowski.
Did you say Mike Wozniak?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Mike Wozniak?
Mike Wozniak.
I can't do this.
Mike Wazowski.
I need those.
What the fuck do you need these for?
My eyelashes.
His eyelashes are gone. He needs them. Don't argue with him. I'm grabbing mine. Hang on.
I'm gone.
Mine's clear in New Egypt.
New Egypt? Where the fuck is New Egypt at? What are you doing there,
hon? Mama! It's west of Fredericktown, but east of Fredericktown.
Freddie Mercury doing his little arm thing.
Children.
That fucking song slaps, dude. I love that song. Just talk about where we come from.
Where we come from?
Yeah.
I come from Marion.
We all come from Marion. But, like, the families that we come from, you know what I'm saying?
I come from Morrow County Hospital, so in other words, hell.
Okay, from Marion General Hospital, if that means anything. But, I mean, but, like, you know, the family that you came from.
Don't have one.
Yeah, like, exactly, like, your family fell apart, so you don't really have a family to stand near or stand next to.
Well, church family, so that can't.
Well, that, yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't really born from them. stuff, yeah. But guys catch my drift.
No, your church family matters.
So speaking of that, you guys should go to church.
Nope. Hollow, what kind of family do you come from?
Mostly German.
Irish, me like.
Most German, of my family
German
is,
and Irish.
Yeah, almost my entire family is adopted.
What do you mean which, adopted?
Which house fucking adopted?
Well, all of my family, my dad's side of the family, he was adopted into a family of like 14 other adopted kids. So I've got
foster care.
Black, Korean, German, Hispanic. I've got like a lot of shit. But and I don't mean just from the adopted people because I know they're not blood. Mm-hmm. I mean just from my dad himself. A lot of that shit he already had, which is cool. But he was adopted into a family of like 14 other people. I think it's kind of neat. We still hang out with him every now and then. We have like these big family get-togethers at a church. My little grandma, a sweet old little lady. She's really good friends with the church because she's been there forever. Like ever since she adopted my dad and all that stuff. Because like they adopted like 13 kids in like 2 or 3 years, something like that. It was crazy. They were in the newspaper for it and shit. And it was really neat. Real, real neat. But they did that. She was like really good friends with the church and stuff, so she's able to get the church basically whenever she wants. And they'll have the bottom community area, and like we'll do family get-togethers down there.
That's pretty cool.
It's like 12 or 13 of her kids have families of their own too, so it's a big group. Cool shit.
Yeah, my family never did much, but my dad, he's lived in one house for almost 50 years.
In one house for that long?
Yeah. Until he moved. Well, 46, 47.
Man, that is a mighty long time.
Ever since he was born. Yeah.
Why'd he move?
Lost the house. Because he broke his back. Couldn't work. His dad built that house.
That's shitty that he had lost it.
Yeah, but my grandpa, never met him.
I wish I'd never met my father. Shit.
My grandpa killed himself when my dad was 13.
It's a reality. It's a reality some of us know all too well.
Never even met my grandma. She died a couple months before I was even born. And, Mom's grandma, she died when I was 6.
Oof.
Grandpa, my mom's son, he's still alive, but he's a dick.
Man, that sucks that the only ones you got left are assholes.
And my stepdad, he's cool, I guess.
Stepdad's pretty cool. He could be an asshole a lot, but it's still, that's all I got.
Never met him. So what now?
Fucking cigars falling apart again, man. Just having the worst luck with these things. We need topics desperately.
I know what a topic is. What do you think about
Drake's vagina?
It's not a real topic.
No, nobody's the truth now, well, ain't it?
What do you think about the population?
Oh, there's too many people.
Way too many people.
Far too many people, man. I mean, goddamn, sex is cool, but Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people. Not all of them are
well, accidental or just like...
Or just... You know, a lot of people, they just want a family. I get that. You know, you want a family, then those little babies you have, they want a family too. And everybody wants a family, and it just grew too fast. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, human shit.
You know, in China, you can only have 2 children.
Mm-hmm. There used to be only one, but they only wanted the man because the man would carry their name. So they would have the females taken away.
Okay, I'm having 3.
But that's why they let.
That's illegal.
If you have more than one, if you have more than the number.
That's the first time.
Dude, if you have more than the number, they take them away. I'm pretty sure they kill them or something weird.
Think about
some whack shit.
What?
Illegal. Think about it.
What the head ass?
I thought you were talking about children.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a kid in fucking China, and I'm gonna have three. Watch me get arrested.
You could.
Is that your goal?
Is what? That your goal?
All three of them are coming from China.
You gotta find yourself a little Asian gay.
Asian gay.
Asian what?
Asian lady. I'm fucking slow.
You know what's cool, though? So Koreans, pretty sure it's Koreans, are statistically have the smallest wieners. So you go over there, dude, you'll have a chance. You'll be evenly matched over there, Sloan.
See his knife?
No, what I'm saying is that...
I know what you're saying. You see his knife.
You hop on over there, dude. You'll
hop off my nuts.
You'll be King Dong, man. King Dong.
King Kong. King Dong.
Turning into King Kong. Just ask Drake's
ex. Mother?
Or ex. Oh, wait.
Like his dad.
You been diddling his dad?
No.
His dad.
Have you seen his dad?
Dude, his dad's a big bubba.
Yeah, I remember his birthday. Oh, yeah. Where I really pissed him off, you know, when he left? Yeah, that.
Those were some days.
I don't think Drake likes his dad.
You don't. You can ask him yourself, you don't.
Why? Why might that be?
That's a good question for Holden. Why don't he like his dad?
His dad's something. I'm not a big fan of him.
I don't know. He seemed okay.
When he's not drunk.
Yeah. He's probably just a sad, fed old man.
He seemed distant at his birthday party, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, well.
So, who wants to go purge?
Or is that illegal, man? They don't have that. Maybe back in, like, fucking India or some shit. Kazakhstan or some shit.
Did you say fucking India? Maybe back in fucking India. I thought you were gonna name a year on a goddamn country.
Yeah, maybe back in, like, 1836 or some shit.
I plead the fifth.
What fifth?
God damn it.
This podcast is dog shit, man.
I'm about to wipe the fuck up, man.
Fucking, what the fuck is your problem?
I'm glad.
Come here, Hannah. Everyone. My cigar's fucking really stupid.
Peel that off.
I ain't peeling that off. I'm letting it stay.
I mean, that's what has the flavor in it, but fuck.
The fuck is the flavor?
You don't want it to be there, then let it go, man. Really? It's pretty head ass.
Motherfucker, I am head.
Well, I'm ass.
Nice to meet you, ass.
I guess this is a hunter's table or some shit.
Yeah. He's letting us keep it.
Epic! That's good, because this table is pretty cool.
It's been through some shit.
What the fuck else is his?
Nothing, that's it.
You remember when the aluminum table that they had in here and you fucking fell on it and broke it? You fell on it right over here by the wall, and you bent the leg on it. And James was like, "God damn it, it's all bent." So he fixed it, and he's like, "The suck shins." He was fucking angry because the table like got broken. He's like, "This is the only table we have." You know, I have a spittoon at my house. It's a big brass spittoon, and it's made purely just the spit inside of.
Oh, that's nasty.
Dude, some of them are like fucking, like 20-year-old spittoons, or probably older than that. I don't know.
Motherfucker.
But some of them are just these old spittoons that have never been emptied out, holding
shit themselves again.
Like these really old spittoons that have never been emptied out, and like they're fucking weird.
Son of a donkey whore.
Hmm.
Donkey whore.
A donkey whore. That'd be like bestiality, but the donkey's the one fucking you. Donkey whore.
So Drake's getting fucked.
Yeah, dude.
Wouldn't be his first time.
Why? And if he's the son of the donkey, dude, he's getting fucked by his dad.
Just getting ready to kill
him. Incest is not okay.
That's why we need to ban video games. The video games are causing the teenager to get fucked by their donkey dad. Isn't that every other... Like,
donkey!
Donkey, stop fucking my son. That's my job.
Well, I think it's the other way around, you know, because It's dad's kind of trick.
Man, I count a lot of shit, so.
I speak the truth. It's like I picked the fifth.
Can you handle this enough shit?
You want one of
these? Go check your toilet, see if you. And then you'll find out. What?
I figured I'd ask for you to. As repent for your troubles.
I had to plunge it for a reason.
Dude, whenever Ash was here, she fucking threw up in there and like clogged the toilet, and then she grabbed the trash can and took it in the bathroom to throw up into the trash can so that way no one could see her throwing up.
Really?
Yeah. You're upstairs, dude. Preston went maybe he's like, what? What is she doing? Look. My boy's like, she's got a trash can. And laughing, and she's just staring at us, dragging the trash can into the bathroom, and you could hear her throwing up in it. She's like, I don't mind you guys hearing me throw up, but actually, like, I felt it was better than watching me throw up. So, I mean, I didn't give a shit either way, man. I'm not gonna, like, come in the bathroom and just stand behind you, like, are you throwing up okay? Are you doing alright?
The only thing I'm gonna ask is if you're okay. That's the only thing you're gonna hear from me. I don't give a shit what you do after that.
I'll fucking chill out and talk to you, dude. I know whenever I got really fucked up and I was throwing up in James' toilet and, like, there was nothing left for me to throw up. I was just dry heaving. He's like, let it all out, bro. I'm like, there's nothing left. He's like, shh. So, I was like, well, like, that's the vibe I was getting. I was like, bro, there's nothing left. I'm just dry even at this point. I was like, there's nothing left in here. They're just trying to make me throw up for no reason. Basically, I'm like, what the fuck? I was just tensing up and, like, dry heaving. It was really, really stupid. Because, like, everything that I had consumed in that night was already gone.
But still, I cleaned the fifth.
No, you don't.
You are the fifth.
The fifth element.
500? Yeah, fifth 100.
You're the fifth element, bro.
And
bro, you ever take a hit on a blunt and you're chilling and you're like, motherfucker, I am seeing the seventh element.
How many elements are there?
It was only supposed to be four.
What the fuck are they?
Earth, air, fire, safety. And water.
Honestly, I think there's another element up there.
There's a fifth.
There's a fifth element in his name's Drake.
There's actually a really, really badass movie with Bruce Willis called The Fifth Element.
I thought that was The Fifth Sense.
No.
Yeah, it was The Fifth Sense.
He had another movie where he was he had patients that he would talk to. He was like a therapist. And one of his patients that he had ever since the dude was a kid killed him. And he didn't know he was dead. And that little kid can see ghosts and shit, and it's called The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, it's called
The one where he says, I see dead people?
Yeah, the little kid who sees dead people and
I
shit.
I see dead people.
That's that movie. Like, the scene whenever the little kid that's in his house, he sees the kid. Yeah. The kid's like, wanna play, dude? He's like, no. He's like, I know where my dad's shotgun is. It's a lot of fun. He turns around to walk away. There's a fucking chunk of his head missing. It's like, oh, that's not cash money. I wanna go back to bed.
Here's Johnny.
That's a good-ass movie.
Yeah, man.
Which one? Or was the other one
Shining.
The Shining is fucking awesome.
I know, they made
Army
there,
of Darkness.
Wasn't there a remake?
Yeah, Doctor Sleep.
No, not that remake.
No, that is the remake.
No, not that remake. That's a spin-off of it.
It's a prequel.
Yeah?
I meant sequel. Because the kid...
I'm talking about, like, remake, as in Halloween type of remake.
Oh, no, I don't think they did that.
Oh, and whenever the kid goes crazy or some shit, then the next one?
Yeah. Let's see if I can do this.
Did a remake of the movie?
Oh, that? Throw the shirt. Dude, that is some, like, shit right there. Most of it looked like it was in the shirt. To be head-ass with you.
To be head-ass.
To be head-ass?
I swear to head-ass, they made a fucking remake to that movie. What the fuck?
To be head-ass with you. I plead the head-ass.
What the fuck is wrong with me? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I gotta stop. I have to.
We know.
Huh?
We
Dude,
know.
The whole house is fogged up from the cigars. We smoked like four. God damn.
Hey dude, check your time.
Check your time.
What?
What's the time?
24:30.
That's fine. We'll go a little over. We'll have some overtime.
Oh, dude, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Getting ready.
For what?
Well, you see, I'm coming back, motherfuckers.
That's what she said, but what the fuck are you doing?
No, but what she said is you need to come on my back. That's what she said.
That's not what she said to Drake.
Basically, she told Drake you need to step the fuck back.
And stay the fuck back before I make you get the fuck back.
All right, guys.
Shut the damn door.
So. Well, I need to do the outro, so you shut the door. Shut the door for me. Pull it shut. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for sticking around this long through the CCCP. We hope to find you next time in our next podcast. I don't know when that'll be, but stay tuned. And until next time, stay frosty.